It is the review show to discuss Liverpool's friendly with Lyon, where they were defeated 3-1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers here to do so. Sean, back again for the second part of 2022-23, we are living this experience now of a World Cup in the middle of a domestic season. And, I mean, it does feel odd. There's no getting away from it. The logistics of it are seemingly sort of confusing for everyone. So God only knows what it's like at actual Premier League club level. For Liverpool, you know, having the week in Dubai, you know, they've certainly been working on certain things over there, which we'll come to in a bit. But I mean, how do you think they're managing that? And how, more importantly, Sean, how are you managing that? Is what I want to know from a perspective of just getting your head around this entire thing.
I could really do with probably a year in Dubai, let alone a week and a mid-season break. I can't believe you said we're going to the second part of it, which is quite frightening because I feel like it was the final running with how busy it had been. Don't ask me how I'm managing anything right now. football and this, as with everything else, is sheer firefighting on an epic level. An epic level. And what's been very interesting for me, you knew they were going to all get a break, and there's obviously been some footage of the whole Mo Salah, Jurgen Klopp tennis issue, which if you haven't seen that, it's brilliant in that, in essence, they've been playing short tennis and Mo's been moaning at Jurgen Klopp to play, and Klopp and Linders beat Salah and Thiago, and I don't think Mo's taken it well. So allegedly all Salah's doing is wanting a revenge game, and Klopp just have to keep saying no. I suspect he's taking great joy in that. So I'd love to see LFC TV do, maybe the rap can do something on maybe that's part six. that's the follow-up. They're heavily focused on, I know we'll come to it, but every single interview with any player and every feature that I've seen with Klopp in regards to this trip has all been on pressing, and very much in terms of what they were doing last year. So, you know, you're wondering whether on a trip like this, do you do a bit of everything, especially when you haven't got all the players together? You know, do you literally run through all your phases of play, all the basics with the ball, all the basics without the ball, or do you focus on one theme, or do you focus on multiple themes? I'm guessing they have focused on a bit more than just the pressing, but it certainly seems like it is. When we come back, this is the back to basics. This is what we want to see in terms of without the ball. There was a little comment that I saw about, we've seen a lot of the fun, the enjoyment of playing football and training, and we want to see that on the pitch.